Klarna's hopes IPO will rebrand it as a digital bank instead of a burrito financing company. By Lucas Nolan on September 8, 2025. As Swedish fintech giant Klarna prepares for its IPO this week, investors are closely watching to see if the company can successfully convince the market that it is more than just a buy now, pay later firm that finances shopping sprees and food deliveries for Americans with bad credit. CNBC reports that Klarna, a household name in the world of fintech, has long been synonymous with the buy now, pay later, BNPL, model, which allows consumers to split their purchases into interest-free installments. However, as the company edges closer to its highly anticipated IPO, it faces a crucial test, proving to investors that it is more than just a one-trick pony in the BNPL space. In recent years, Klarna has been actively working to rebrand itself as a digital retail bank, offering a wide range of financial services beyond its core BNPL product. This strategic shift is aimed at diversifying its revenue streams and establishing a more comprehensive and sustainable business model. By positioning itself as a full-fledged digital bank, Klarna hopes to attract a broader customer base and tap into the growing demand for digital banking services. As part of its rebranding efforts, Klarna has introduced several new features and products, such as savings accounts, debit cards, and budgeting tools. These additions to its portfolio are designed to provide customers with a more holistic financial experience, enabling them to manage their money more effectively and conveniently. By offering a wider range of services, Klarna aims to increase customer loyalty and engagement, ultimately driving growth and profitability. However, the success of Klarna's rebranding strategy will be put to the test during its IPO. Investors will be closely scrutinizing the company's business model, growth potential, and ability to compete in the increasingly crowded digital banking space. They will be looking for evidence that Klarna can effectively differentiate itself from traditional banks and other fintech rivals, and that its expansion into new product lines can generate sustainable revenue growth. One of the key challenges Klarna faces is the intense competition in the BNPL market. With numerous players vying for market share, including established financial institutions and emerging fintech startups, Klarna will need to demonstrate its competitive advantages and the resilience of its business model. Investors will be keen to see how Klarna plans to maintain its market leadership and continue innovating in the face of mounting pressure from rivals. Breitbart News previously reported that Klarna expanded its BNPL model to food delivery, effectively financing burritos for young customers that can't afford their restaurant habit. Klarna, a leading player in the rapidly growing BNPL industry, announced on Thursday that it has partnered with DoorDash, marking the food delivery company's first BNPL alliance in the United States. This partnership will provide DoorDash customers with flexible payment options, allowing them to split their purchases into four equal interest-free installments or defer payments to align with their payday schedules. Incredibly, it seems some Americans are enthusiastically embracing the option to go into debt to have food delivered. The collaboration between the two companies is expected to boost the fintech company's presence in the U.S. market, where it has been steadily expanding its reach. Chief Commercial Officer David Sykes emphasized the significance of the partnership, stating, "Our partnership with DoorDash marks an important milestone in Klarna's expansion into everyday spending categories." But as Klarna expands into everyday spending categories, it has run into a serious business problem: customers failing to pay their loans back. According to Klarna's first quarter earnings report, consumer credit losses rose to $136 million, a 17% increase compared to the previous year. This trend of BNPL customers struggling to meet their contractual obligations seems to be growing, as evidenced by a recent survey conducted by credit platform LendingTree. The survey found that 41% of BNPL users reported paying late on at least one loan in the past year, up from 34% a year ago. High-income borrowers, men, young people, and parents of young children were among the most likely to pay late. The LendingTree survey also revealed that a quarter of BNPL users relied on these loans to purchase groceries amidst rising supermarket costs, marking a 14% increase from the previous year. Additionally, nearly 1 in 4 BNPL users reported having 3 or more active BNPL loans simultaneously. This data raises concerns about the sustainability of the BNPL model and its potential impact on both consumers and the companies offering these services. Another factor that investors will be watching closely is Klarna's ability to navigate the regulatory landscape. As the BNPL industry has grown, it has attracted increased scrutiny from regulators concerned about consumer protection and the potential for overextension of credit. Klarna will need to show that it has robust risk management practices in place and that it is well positioned to adapt to any potential regulatory changes that may impact its business. The company may also draw government attention over its frequent layoffs as it replaces human staff with AI bots. Read more at CNBC here. Lucas Nolan is a reporter for Breitbart News covering issues of free speech and online censorship.